Hopefully we'll put something to bed today.
That would be nice.
I know Sam would appreciate it too, right, Sam?
Morning, how are you?
How you doing, man? All right, let's see what we do here.
Okay, good morning. I have a number of items on my agenda this morning. The first and probably the most significant is our discussion of, it says Rehoboth sewer wastewater alternatives, but in reality, we're talking about the alternatives for our North Coastal planning area, and we have two existing wastewater treatment plants, the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility and the Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility. So what we're here to do is to talk about the options that are available to deal with the treatment and disposal of the wastewater that's generated by the North Coastal planning area. And of course, we've had discussions with the city of Rehoboth as a potential regional option for years, going back probably as far as 2003. I'm joined today by our, generally they're engineers, today they're being technicians.
Probably they're struggling on that.
They're struggling.
We're good in rehearsal.
You know Dennis Hassan from the firm of Whitman Reckwart and Associates, and this is Eric Raske, who's a project engineer. I'm not sure if Eric's been to council before or not. And then also we have a number of representatives from the city of Rehoboth. We have Mayor Cooper, and then we have a couple of the commissioners. In actuality, part of this meeting results from Dave Baker and I went down, I believe it was May 19th, and we appeared before the city commission, and we talked about wastewater and the possibility of regional wastewater options and where we stood. So if we would, let's jump right into our presentation. Again, you can see the North Coastal planning area was shown on the map, and these are the two questions that came up. The main question, and this was very specific at our meeting on May 19th from the city, if the city of Rehoboth agrees to bridge the $10.6 million funding gap, will Sussex County agree to participate in a regional ocean outfall project? So we're kind of looking for some direction. There's a chicken or an egg philosophy. Somebody's got to take that first step.
I've got to take the lead. That's right.
Okay. And then another question, it wasn't specifically worded this way, but it was discussed. If the city of Rehoboth requests inclusion in a regional spray irrigation facility, will the county council authorize its engineering department to perform a preliminary engineering report to examine the feasibility and estimate costs? We kind of done that a little bit, but we really haven't taken it as far as it probably needs to go. Okay, Dennis. Again, you can see the North Coastal planning area is shown here.
What the treatment plants?
Yeah, hit the treatment plants, Dennis. There you go. It shows the various districts. The big key is we have our regional Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility here, and we now own 2,100 acres of land. We have the Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility. Wolf Neck is on 100 acres that the county owns, and we have about another 325 that we lease from the state. And then we have the Rehoboth Wastewater Treatment Plant that exists and discharges into the Lewis-Rehoboth Canal. Rehoboth, as it exists, serves Henlopen Acres, Rehoboth Beach, obviously itself, and Dewey Beach. Go ahead, Dennis.
Mike, the Wolf Neck, that's the one behind the glade, right?
That's correct. Yeah, that's right. Wolf Neck serves the West Rehoboth Sewer District. Yeah. It's located near Holland Glade.
Right.
And this is just a general chart that shows, you know, over time, when we initiated our North Coastal Planning Area report was back in 2005, and we were actually projecting growth fairly high at that point. I think we would probably flatten these numbers out a little bit today. But nonetheless, we are looking at, we had flows of about 2.1 MGD. That was a peak flow. and we had a capacity about 3.1, and we looked at a couple different phased expansions. At some point, we were looking at a 6.1 MGD expansion of the treatment capacity, and, you know, looking at the flow or the growth we were seeing back in 2005, that basically would take us out to 2025. So we had about a 20-year window. Probably we could go beyond that. Okay, next. Looking at the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility, again, 2005, we had incoming flow about 1.1 MGD per day. We have a capacity about 1.4 that exists. So you can see we really need to be, regardless of where we go with regional solutions, we need to be looking at expanding that plant just to give us a significant buffer for incoming flows. We're actually looking at two different phased expansions, one that would take us to 2.8 MGD, and then a second phased expansion that would take us to 3.8. And again, that would take us easily through the 2025 window, okay? Now, we looked at a couple regional alternatives about, well, what can we do on a regional basis with these wastewater treatment plants? Inland Bay is already serving Oak Orchard and Long Neck. We have a proposed future district of Herring Creek, and we passed a referendum for Angola Neck. So we were looking at all those flows coming to Inland Bay. As Wolf Neck exists today, we have West Rehoboth that flows to it. But there's also two other areas that are planning areas, Gosley Creek, which is in the Love Creek area, basically between Love Creek and Route 1, could go to the Wolf Neck plant. And then there's a northern West Rehoboth district. It's an area that when we adopted the comprehensive plan back in about 2001 that became development district, that was not development district when Wolf Neck was created. So we have to look at expanding into that area as well. Rehoboth treatment plan as it exists, again, this is the regional ocean outfall proposal. We have Rehoboth going to its plant, Dewey going to its plant, Henlopen Acres, and then Wolf Neck also would continue its spray irrigation operation, but also as we get beyond that 3.1 MGD of capacity, it would join with the city of Rehoboth, pump into a common forest main, and ultimately go into an ocean outfall. Okay, Dennis? Alternative number two would basically, this was studied in the 2005 Rehoboth report. Basically, Rehoboth goes it alone, basically, and changes from its canal discharge into an ocean outfall, and it takes Henlopen Acres and Dewey Beach with it. But in this case, Wolf Neck is, rather than pumped to the ocean, in this case, it's pumped out to the Inland Bay plant. And the one thing I want to point out is this common force main that comes from Wolf Neck provides an opportunity of cost savings for Angola Neck and Gosley Creek could pump into the same force main. And I'm going to touch on this a little bit later. Also, since then, over the winter, there's been some discussion of a private wastewater treatment alternative. In this instance, Wolf Neck would pump, as we just discussed, out to Inland Bay, but rather than going into an ocean outfall, there would be a pump station and pumped into some sort of land application plant, and it would be possibly 100% spray irrigation. I believe the artesian proposal that I've seen is 100% spray irrigation. There's a tidewater proposal that's been discussed and presented, and looking at that, that's about 50% spray irrigation and about 50% disposal by rapid infiltration basins. And finally, alternative number three, when we gave our presentation to the council back in November, we did not have a common spray irrigation option for everyone. We basically have put this together, and this flow schematic shows how it would work. Basically, Wolf Neck, West Rehoboth, Northern West Rehoboth, Gosley Creek, Angola Neck, Herring Creek, Long Neck, everything going out to Inland Bay. In addition, we looked at the possibility of, or at least we priced it out, Rehoboth would pump, and the Rehoboth treatment plant would stay online, and it would pump through a parallel treatment or our force main out to the Inland Bay plant. The difference is this force main is untreated effluent, and this force main is clean water going to the plant. So basically, when this got here, it would only need to be disposed of. It would not be treated again at the Inland Bay plant.
So basically, it would go directly into the spray
field. In a storage.
In a storage, a lagoon, and then discharge when you
that's
could
correct.
Do it.
Okay. Again, these are the same costs. One thing we've tried to do is I now have given this presentation on, this will be the fourth time to a different audience. The one thing we've really tried to do is not change the numbers throughout, so people are used to seeing the same numbers. And again, I will bore you with all the details, but basically we looked at the regional ocean outfall cost of $127.5 million. That deals with the Rehoboth treatment plant upgrade, the Inland Bay treatment plant upgrade, the Wolfneck treatment plant upgrade, and all these what would be done over time. It's not a snapshot of one project. It's a series of different projects, but if you look over the 20-year window, we're looking at a cost of $127.5 million. Go ahead, Dennis. Thank you. Alternative number two, again, this is Wolfneck going to Inland Bay and Rehoboth going to the ocean outfall by itself, and it has this estimated cost of $132.7 million over time. And then finally, we looked at the joint Sussex County Rehoboth spray irrigation ops at the Inland Bay site. And again, it would take place over a long period of time, but again, to compare apples to apples, it would have a total capital cost of $157.2 million.
You could piecemeal that one a little better.
You have the ability to phase it more over time. Correct. Again, just looking at a comparison of the different options, one, two, and three, the Sussex County cost for the joint ocean outfall is $113.4 million. The Sussex County cost for alternative number two, which is not participating with the city of Rehoboth in any regional option, is $102.8 million. And then the Sussex County cost, and this is a little bit interesting, for the joint spray irrigation facility at Inland Bay is $111.2 million. The difference basically increased cost to Sussex County for the regional ocean outfall, that's at infamous $10.6 million figure that's been discussed for months. But looking down at alternative number three, we would still have an increased cost of $8.4 million. Looking at the city's cost, the best option for the city is the regional ocean outfall at $14.1 million. If they go it alone, they're looking at a cost of $29.9 million. And if they participated in the regional spray irrigation, it's the highest cost for the city. That's $46 million. Okay, Dennis. Now, one thing that we have never presented wherever we have been up to this point is, okay, you have these capital costs, but what really happens to the rates of the different districts? And I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Baker at this point, and he's going to talk about rates.
Before you go, can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Why would alternative three, why would it be so much higher for Rehoboth?
If you go back to the schematic, and it probably doesn't show it on scale, but it is a long pump.
Okay.
Pump that force main from the Rehoboth treatment plant all the way out to the Inland Bay plant is basically where they pick up a lot of their costs. But also, as I mentioned, we have to expand the plant. We have to provide bigger storage lagoons, so they have to pay a portion of that cost. We obviously have to put in additional spray rigs. Again, they're looking at a portion of that cost. We have to upgrade the headworks, some other things like that. Dennis, do you remember any additional particulars?
No,
I could probably pick it off the chart.
That's in essence it. You do have you have a distance to go from the city of Rehoboth, like Mike said.
It's going to be a force main. Everything's going to be treated. I realize, dude.
Right.
Would it? And I'm not an engineer by any means. I mean, it would certainly be cheaper for them to go into the Wolfneck, or isn't that right? I mean, to put a force main there, upgrade that, and then let them discharge.
That would be another option you could look at. The problem with going to Wolfneck is, well, then all of a sudden you've got to increase the size of the wolf neck plant.
Correct.
Because you'd be mixing their treated water with our untreated water.
Unless we discharge like we're going to do at Long Neck, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's a lot of options, and we're just trying to figure out what direction. So that's
there's a lot of different flavors.
Right.
And, you know, once we got into an actual design or
if we
chose
said,
a direction,
today we're going spray, period, end
then
discussion,
we could look.
Then you guys can keep on trucking and get it down nitty gritty then. Right?
And look at a lot more different flavors of the same alternative.
I understand. Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions, Mike, right now?
Well, just on the phasing, is there any advantages to one of these alternatives having a better phasing plan that may spread the cost over many years, which might not have the financial impact of maybe another alternative that would be, you know, money up front faster and all that other stuff?
The money up front faster option is anything involved in the ocean outfall, because the city of Rehoboth, they're going to incur costs between now and 2015 regardless of what option they have, because they have the mandate that they have to be out of the canal by 2015. So they're basically going to spend all or most of their money between now and 2015. For Sussex County, when you look at the land application options, it's easier to phase your improvements, your capital improvements over time to parallel the growth as it occurs. Mm-hmm. Whereas again, if we team up with the city on the ocean outfall, then obviously you have that window of 2015 where we have to spend a good bit of money between now and 2015 to get the ocean outfall constructed.
Otherwise it could be a much longer period.
Right, and we actually have those sheets. I actually took them out of the presentation thinking it was just making it too long, and
right.
But if you want to see those, I actually have those charts that shows when the different improvements need to be made.
Well, yeah, one guy told me one time years ago that it's not so much the price of something, it's the term. So I mean, so the phasing could be more attractive because of the money spending and then something real quick. So I mean, we could weigh that out. I don't know if anybody's looked at it that way.
Yeah, we have. And I actually have it as a slide in the back of this presentation. Okay. I could pull it up and show it to you if you want.
All right. Okay.
I forgot where we were, Dennis.
You're giving back to Dave.
Yeah.
Dave's turn.
Is this good guy, bad guy type of
presentation? Yeah. He's a good guy.
He's talking rates. I don't know about that.
what we tried to do is give you an analysis so that you would have more information, more cost information in a different format so that you can make a decision or help you make a decision regarding what option to choose. And again, the council's decision is basically, do we want to participate in the regional ocean outfall? Or from the county standpoint, should we look at spray irrigation primarily for the West Rehoboth sewer project? So again, as Mike explained, the total cost to the county alone for the ocean outfall is $113.4 million total estimated cost. If we went spray irrigation for West Rehoboth, $102.8, a difference of $10.6 million. If we assume that the city of Rehoboth would agree or could obtain grants to come up with this funding to bring the total net cost of the county to the same level, that would make it either option $102.8 million in total, which includes, as Mike explained, a lot of other improvements that we'll need over time. What we try to do is provide, what we'd like to do is break this down by district, by sewer district. So if we take out of that net cost all the other district costs to obtain the cost for West Rehoboth, which is our largest sewer district, again, that brings it down to 61 for the outfall, regional outfall, $61.6 million for West Rehoboth, but still spray is even an additional $10.4 million less expensive. So assuming the city of Rehoboth picks up this difference for residents in West Rehoboth, there is a $10.4 million additional cost. And if we can go to the next slide here. West Rehoboth has over 17,000 EDUs now. It is our largest sewer district. If we take these numbers, figure out, we figured out how much money we have, we think we'll have available, and net that out, and we would still need to borrow money for these projects. We've received connection fees over the years that we've set aside for wastewater expansions, and we use that money that we have available. We would still need to borrow money. For the regional ocean outfall, we are estimating we would need to borrow $36.6 million. For spray irrigation, $26.2 million. Again, this is just for West Rehoboth. So there would be an annual increase in the bond debt service of about $2 million for regional outfall versus $1.4 for spray. And to get down to where the actual sewer charges, net of connection fees we expect to receive, there would be, we would estimate an increase in annual sewer charges for the existing West Rehoboth users of approximately $31 a year. They're already paying $615. So they're, with a regional ocean outfall to serve Rehoboth, West Rehoboth, everything, there would be an increase. We anticipate an increase in annual residential charges. Not a large increase, but an increase. And that is to cover the additional cost of the $10.4 million. Dewey Sewer, which is also affected by this, again, a county sewer district, 3,600 EDUs. We don't expect a lot of growth here. Regional ocean outfall, we would anticipate we would need to borrow $10 million. In this case, the spray irrigation option with an outfall with Rehoboth, where Rehoboth would build a smaller outfall, the total cost would be higher for Dewey. $14.4 million, and as you can see, the impact on annual sewer charges ranges from $149 roughly to $215. That would bring their current charges up to $500 to $600. So there would be an increase in the residential charges, but it's still less than what West Rehoboth customers are paying, and it's less than half of what Angola Neck and Johnson's Corner would have. Would pay. And then Henlopen Acres, a very small district, 200 EDUs, no growth basically. Again, we'd have to borrow money for either option. There would be an impact on sewer annual charges. They are already paying $580. They would go up to $760 to $840, somewhere in that range. These are very rough numbers, but we're just trying to give you a rough idea of what of the impact. Again, this is a small district, so just a few dollars makes a big difference in their sewer rate. So basically, we have several questions, as noted. Will Rehoboth fund the additional county cost of $10.6 million for the outfall? And even if that's the case, the impact on West Rehoboth Sewer is an additional $10 million of cost for the ocean outfall versus spray irrigation. And either way, there would be increases for Dewey Sewer and Henlopen Acres.
Sure. And there's one other point, Dennis, if you could back up one. This other concern, earlier in the presentation, I showed where the force main that went from Wolf Neck out to Inland Bay could be a shared force main with our Angola Sewer District, and we're initiating that design for Angola right now. So we need to know, how are we going to size that force main? Is it going to be sized solely for Angola, or are we anticipating Wolf Neck going out there as well? So basically, based upon our design schedule, we need to make that decision this summer. So if I knew sooner or later we would reach that fork in the road where we need to either pick, are we going to participate in the regional ocean outfall, or are we going a different direction? And that's kind of where we've gotten now, and we kind of really, the rubber hits the road kind of this.
We got to make a decision.
Could I make one other point?
Sure.
As noted, we have purchased 2,100 acres in Long Neck for approximately $28 million. We've borrowed $17 million to cover that cost, which is $938,000 a year in debt service. So we do have that investment in land for spray irrigation.
Yep. And what? Go ahead. There's what do we have to do, Mike, irregardless of the Rehoboth issue? We have to do, we have to run Wolf, West Rehoboth down to the, our big site he just talked about at Angola.
Well,
eventually.
Here's what we have to do. One, I'm to the point where we've used up a good bit of our capacity at Inland Bay right now, and we're bringing on Angola, which would go to Inland Bay. So we need to increase and just growth in that area. We need to increase or, you know, expand Inland Bay. That's the first thing I need to do. The other thing
irregardless is, of Rehoboth, this doesn't have anything
irregardless. Okay, irregardless, right. Okay. Wolf Neck goes there, doesn't go to Rehoboth, goes there.
Okay.
I've got Oak Orchard growth, I've got Long Neck growth, I've got Angola growth that we need to deal with. So we need to upgrade that. The question remains, what are we doing with Wolf Neck? Do we want to direct it up to Inland Bay and stay land-based, or do we want to participate with the city in a regional?
So we have to do something with Wolf Neck.
We do have to do something with Wolf Neck. We have a capacity about 3.1 MGD, okay? Right now, we're seeing flows in the summer about 2.1. I estimate by 2015 to 2017, we're going to meet that capacity of the 3.1 MGD, or at least be very close to the point where we need to expand capacity there as well.
And I just, is the philosophy now with our engineering department, because I remember watching what happened over in Western Sussex, you know, we're starting to participate with regional type of things, you know, with towns and the county and incorporated, unincorporated.
Yeah.
We're actually doing it, you know, throughout our districts now. So, I mean, it seems that we've taken that path that we're trying to do the regional approach. I've always, and you're talking about the increases in prices, you know, that some of these districts will have. I've always been advocating that we went to kind of unit pricing. If we went to unit pricing, would that kind of neutralize some of the impacts? I mean, because it would spread it over so many users.
I still think even with...
I mean, have anybody looked at that would be a benefit to as we go to these regional type of systems?
I know Susie and Russell Archer are doing a study right now on uniform pricing. I still think it seems like the unit price would have to be confined to a particular treatment plant. In other words, mm-hmm. the unit prices for South Coastal may not be able to be mixed with the unit prices that you have at Wolf Neck. Would you agree with that, Susie? I mean, you're the expert. I'm not the expert on rate sheets.
We're very close to the end of that, on that uniform rates and getting the modules that we need, and they did it on sewer service charges and connection fees. Mm-hmm. So that we would get
but I'm getting,
that's not front footage.
Okay, that's fine.
Right.
But what I'm trying just
no.
to... Oh, okay. Well, I'm just looking at... is there
that's
ways that we've gotten so large? I know we've gotten so many users now. If we spread it over everybody, where we have these increases here, would that benefit everybody in the environment and all the good things supposedly...
Some of the districts would take a beating.
It would benefit.
Yeah.
Like Alabama.
No, I know. It depends on if there is an increase, how much. If it's just a minute amount.
I don't think.
I don't want to hear about what you think. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it.
If you look at the three we're doing right now, George, they're so close that they're within $100 of each other. They will be. So that's pretty close. You know, in that sewer district, right, in that particular division.
But anyway, I think it's a question. I still.
Allendale, you're looking at Allendale.
It worries me that we should be. There is advantages to going towards unit pricing.
Oh, I won't argue that. It's certainly the utility building.
I'd like to see it.
Utility building would love
it.
You know, but you know, there are certain districts like that are strapped that would certainly go increase humongously. Like Allendale is one I can certainly say that would.
Well, he just said we might not be able to commingle. So I would like to look at different ways that Skaneket that may have a benefit to these kind of problems is all I'm trying to.
But the issue today is the issue today is: are we going Ocean Outfall or are we going spray irrigation? We fought that fight for 10-15 years now, sir. 10 years anyway, you know, about regional. So the bottom line is: which way are we going? Isn't that right, Mike? That's why we're here.
That's the question.
Because that way you guys can go out and you say: we look at the private sector, we look at us, we look at all these other. We got all these divisions sitting out there that want. You know, to sit down with, but you got to make a decision.
We need to narrow our scope. That we
right.
Okay, is it more beneficial then, Mike, make it simple, to go for the county? Now, we're just talking about the county. Is it more beneficial to go to the spray irrigation or the ocean outfall?
Well, here's the thing. I think Mr. Baker pointed out that the impacts to West Rehoboth would show that it for regional ocean outfall, Even if the city opted to bridge the $10.6 million, the rates are slightly higher, about $3,100, or excuse me, $31 a year per customer. I think what 20 years from now, if we look back on things, we probably would have said, you know what, the ocean outfall, you can, you know, for the price of a pipe, you could actually oversize the pipe and provide additional capacity where when we're looking at the land application, it's a little more less definite. I mean, we're estimating we think we can get 13.5 million gallons per day on that site, that 2,100 acres, but it's not locked in stone. And just the process of doing the land application there, you know, it's more time intensive, it's more labor intensive, it's more cost intensive.
Spray irrigation is labor intense, where pipe, it doesn't screw up very often except for going and checking it every once in a while.
Yeah.
But big picture wise, I know the last ocean outfall, I know people.
They're both viable alternatives. They both are viable.
I have a concern about ocean outfall, even though we're doing it down the South Coast, and it's very, very effective into, you know, day one, you know, so.
And they're both viable. We can do either one. Obviously, the city has some interest in which alternative we pick, sure. And I don't know if they
I mean, because they certainly have. There's a picture, you know, are they going to team up with us? How much is it going to cost? And what are we doing? And then we have to make a decision first before you go to them.
The big thing that I saw is that regardless of what option we chose, the rates are reasonable.
Right.
You know, Dewey's going to see a significant increase, but still relative to what other people are paying, mm-hmm. It's affordable. Henlopen and Acres in particular, it gets the biggest hit, I think. But again, it's less than referendums that we passed last summer. So you have your options available to you that you can kind of pick and choose.
Question, gentlemen? Mr. Rogers, got anything? Mr. Dukes?
No, just so that staff doesn't think that we all agreed, Mr. Cole, on averaging the cost down as he wanted to do unit pricing. We've discussed this for, I guess, 20 years since I've been on the council. Every time it comes up, Mr. Cole brings it up. In this budget, in every budget, we have given millions and millions of dollars to sewer grants to the east side of the county to lower their costs down, and now he wants to throw them all in a pot and average them down and then raise the cost of the sewer in my districts over there, and I'm totally opposed to that. I mean, you know, they have been online for many years. They've paid for their system. The rates are much lower than they are over there, and it's not fair to raise the cost of sewer to the people on the west side of the county when all the grants have been going over to the east side of the county to begin with.
I don't think I said that, Dale, but that's okay. That's your turn.
I think that's what you were referring to, Mr. Cole. As long as you know and the staff knows that we don't...
Dale, I can't help it if you've been wrong for 20 years.
Sorry. You need a motion.
Any other discussion, gentlemen?
Just about maybe with the city rep, Sam, I guess. Are you the spokesperson? But the 10... You know what? I'm just saying the 10.6 million. That's the big issue. Do we think we can find it?
I guess the question is, even if we did, would that bring the county on board? I mean, that was.
Well, that's probably.
Your staff has done a good job of phrasing that question.
Right.
And if the answer is yes, then we have some more homework to do. But if it's no, then.
I think that. If we knew, I mean, to get staff going on a different direction, if we said, yeah, we'd like the ocean outfall, and the 10.6 is the issue, and Mike's got, like I said, he's got some things he's got to do.
That's when everybody has to sit down in a pot. Yeah, I mean, we're 38% of Rehoboth, isn't that right? Roughly 40% of their discharge anyway. So we're certainly a major player on both sides.
But Mike wants to know this summer... About where we're going to go with some of our sewer.
He wants to know.
And do you know? Do you think that by sometime this summer you would know if you can get the 10.6? That's probably seems tough.
I think if you would answer that question that he's posed, it would make it a lot easier for us
to make the request.
If that is the stumbling block, then we need to know that.
Right.
I mean, that's the hurdle.
We got to make a decision before they
can
figure out.
If we get over that hurdle and the answer still is no, then we've been waiting, quite honestly, this answer from the county for over 2 years.
All right, yeah. Okay.
However, we asked you.
You're going to get it in a few minutes.
You know, you stamp it on it. That, you know, one of our problems is like yours is you got all these variables, and if you don't start
bend them out,
pushing, you know, getting something out of the equation,
that's why we're here today.
Mr. Bruce, calculate.
One question, Mike. We've bought 2,100 acres and what's that, $28 million or something like that. Have you figured that factor into the cost of ocean outfall in case we go to ocean outfall? Or, you know, because I don't think there's probably three votes. What are we going to do with the 2,100 acres? Are we going to sell it for development? What are we going to do with it?
That's,
you know,
a very,
I know the county is not going to develop it. So what are you going to do with the $28 million? With that, I would make a motion to get this thing moving. I'd make a motion that the council approve.
Dale, state wants us to get in that open space program. You got open space there.
We got.
But anyway,
it's going to stay open space.
I'll make a motion that the county support spray irrigation.
Second.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. If once we do that, then I'll just ask one question. Then when we do that, does that give you enough staff, Mike? I'm talking to you guys. I didn't mean to, but
enough direction
to go forward and
yes.
say and talk to Rehoboth and everybody and see if who's their private, or get, you know, kind of get your act together and see where we're, you know, where that goes. If or do you need another version, say that we would like you to talk to Rehoboth and when you get cost factors and those kind of things, or you know.
If I understand Mr. Dukes correctly, I think he's saying to us the direction he would like is that we take Wolf Neck out to Inland Bay and we basically solve the county's problems and make use of the land.
Which alternative is correct. Mr. Duke supporting then? Number
three, I would say.
That would be number three.
May I ask a question?
Okay.
I'm not part of this process of making the decision, but if the option were to do the ocean outfall, would that land that the county has acquired in the Angola area be useful in terms of backup for future expansion?
Well, what you would do is, for example, we've been contacted on, you know, and very recently again by the city of Millsboro. They're looking for a disposal site, and they're sitting here waiting to see, you know, again, which way does the county go. They even made overtures that they would be interested in participating in the ocean outfall if that's the way it went, but I felt like that was another alternative,
this
and
is
just too complicated to make decisions.
We can't make decisions on one tab, and let alone adding two in there. No,
this would give you direction that, at least for West Rehoboth Sewer, if the motion was approved, that we would move towards spray irrigation. Then the city of Rehoboth could go back and make their decisions about what alternative, because, you know, all those alternatives are out there really for them. But they would know where the county's at.
We're going that way, and,
right,
and if they decide to team up on them, us, of course, we're a major player in the system, so, you know, it certainly would benefit us, I guess, you know. Okay, gentlemen, there is a motion to go spray irrigation.
You got a second. Mr. Phillips,
yeah.
Second motion.
Mr. Phillips, second. Mr. Cole.
Well, I'm, as I listened to Mike, I did hear the one thing that the ocean outfall is less labor intensive than spray irrigation, and we're looking at, you know, the long term, the big picture here. So with $10.6 million is a difference, and it's cheaper, and it will give a county something to participate in it to be able to get rid of some of our problems. So I just think the ocean outfall and alternative one, I guess it is. Or which one is alternative one with a $10.6 million dollar difference is the most cost effective regional way to approach the issue. I know we got all that land, but I have no doubt in my mind, like participating now with Millsboro and other opportunities will be out there in the next 20 years that we can't even conceive of now. And I don't think there'll be any problem using that land and stuff like that.
The treatment part over the discharge.
So I think today to solve a regional problem. Part of our problems, Rehoboth's problems, and some of these other issues. I think the ocean outfall, and we've had very great success with our ocean outfall right now, and a pipe is much cheaper to keep track of and maintain, and we can size it, and it's so much easier. Gentlemen, I think we're missing the boat if we don't go with the ocean outfall.
Okay.
So I'll have to vote no on Mr. Dukes's.
Okay. Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
My vote is yes. We already have the land. We've got the land, and I think I stated my reason a while ago, but I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
I think the preferred method of sewer has been spray irrigation, and that's been Denrak's direction also, and I think we should still, you know, work with Rehoboth on the situation, but I support the ocean, or the spray irrigation.
Spray irrigation. My vote is also spray irrigation, so, Mike, good luck.
We can make it work.
Okay, we can.
Thank you. While I'm up here, I actually have two other items that I need to address.